Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
The Cubby House wish to advise the following show contains adult themes and raw content. Listening is recommended by mature audiences. Hey, it's Cookie here. Just letting you know, this particular show is going to be a bit different to the rest of them. The reason being, there's been a lot of people asking me, can we have a more frequent rate of show? So, in this particular one, I'm going to give you what it sounds like, raw, unedited. Well, almost. In this particular show, we'd be talking about what superpowers we'd like, as well as a particular design for a love swing. And later on in the show, we've got a little discussion on a particular presenter by the name of Kyle Sandilands, and some of the, well, interesting things he said on radio before there was a huge kerfuffle blown up all over it. Now, in that particular segment, we'd just like to stress that in no way is the views of Joy 94.9 or the Cubby House as a whole represented in what we say. It is our own personal views. So, here is Show 19, Part B.
You know, there are some days where I wish that I had superpowers. It would be so cool if I had superpowers.
What superpower would you like, Jack?
Well, that's pretty blunt. I was expecting to prattle on a little bit more.
I'm so sorry. Please continue to prattle.
So the superpower that I would like to have...
is to prattle.
I say I would like to have, not what I've already got. I think it would be like gnarly mind powers probably would be the coolest thing, that being able to manipulate things using the power of thought or the ability to insert your will into other people's heads. But also I it would be cool to go Dr. Manhattan and just manipulate atoms and that kind of thing.
What? You had me everything else until you said Dr. Manhattan and...
Dr. Manhattan from the Watchmen series of books and movies.
Sorry.
But also I think the power of empathy probably will be pretty cool.
Are you not empathetic?
I am, but not on a level that I could be. That it will be so useful during a breakup or a job interview, just react to whatever they're thinking and just give the appropriate response back.
Mm.
I mean, it's not exactly a superpower, but people that do it right are super people.
Well, that's right.
Yes.
I love you, Ryan.
I love you, Jack. And I love you, Cookie.
Why, thank you. I love you both.
Oh.
So, Ryan, what would be your superpower?
Well, I guess on a selfish level, I'd want to have the ability to make people do whatever I want. not saying that I would be lazy or anything, but just go into a bank and, oh, okay, I'm a bit low. Can you transfer funds from somebody else's account into mine? Yes, certainly, sir. How much would you like? Oh, a couple of grand. Yep, done. There you go.
You will give me $2,000.
Well, that's right. But on an unselfish level, I would probably want the power of healing.
Oh, healing's a good one.
Mm.
Does that mean you just got to linger around like the emergency ward of a hospital? And
I know. It's like, you know, real life trauma center, the video game.
Moi... Ooh, well, yes. I'll go again, selfish level, telekinesis, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily being able to manipulate atoms of myself, but of around me, and being able to create things that no ordinary human could create, like recreate the Eiffel Tower in 2 seconds sort of feats, that sort of grand scale stuff. Just for the simple fact, I think it'd save a lot of people's lives if you could act quicker with things that may be out of your reach physically.
Mm.
So maybe not so selfish. On a completely unselfish and more likely scenario, that I haven't thought of.
Well, then while you're thinking about it, I just had another question that popped in my head and I'll quickly ask it. Captain Planet, which ring would you rather have?
Ooh. Well, I'm kind of mixed up because I know that I probably would like heart, but that's the lamest power of them all.
Well, only if it comes with, like, the complimentary monkey as well.
Ooh, monkeys! With the tetanus and the rabies and
scabies and flu.
Oh, my.
So, but the heart power, it gives you empathy, but it also allows you to control animals and people and that.
Mm.
But as far as from a day-to-day perspective, I can't really imagine situations where I'd want to be able to fire out of myself or make the earth move or anything like that.
You wouldn't want those actual...
No.
Maybe I could get like the wind power and subcontract myself to like the power company or something like that for their windmills or something.
Even go similar vein, water, for the simple fact, A, we can fill up all our dams because we're in a semi-drought.
It's the power to manipulate water, not to create it, I don't think. You've got to
huge bubble, take it from the ocean, dump it in one of the dams, and they can make it pretty and we can shower.
Yeah. And then
in salt water, is that right?
But yes, but they make, that's what I meant, make it pretty. They desaltify it. Salinize.
Desalinize.
Yeah. Thank you.
And again, instead of water, instead of air, using water for hydro dams.
Ah, you guys have actually good answers. I was like, I just want wind. So then if I'm sitting on the couch and I want a drink, you know, I just use wind and yay, it opens the fridge. It grabs me a can and blows it into my lounge room and then closes the door again.
You got to be reminded, in fact, that that show is based on eco-protection. So
I know.
The idea behind it is why they've probably used those particular elements. However, if I was to say the Chinese elements... So, again, the five elements, wind, water, earth,
fire,
and fire, the fifth one being metal.
Yes.
So, being able to control any one of those five, would you change your answer still?
In a way, I would probably go for earth because that actually is my birth element.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that if I actually did have some, if they actually did say this, here's a selection of rings, you get to pick one, I probably would stay with wind. And I wouldn't just use it for, you know, because I can't be stuffed and I'll just be like, oh, wind, go cook me something. I would actually, as you say, I would use it for good to, you know, use for, I don't know, I'd do it something with it.
Now,
I'd be creative.
You might have superpowers, but you're not necessarily a super person. That you're probably going to have to go about your day-to-day life. So what kind of superpowers would you use in your day-to-day kind of life?
As in the ones that I mentioned?
No, as in what powers could you apply to like your everyday life? Maybe the power to fly to work or something like that.
Oh, for me, sure, for sure.
Well, I'm always paranoid in the sense that if people saw me fly, there would be some sort of government agency that would want me to do some work for them.
Yeah.
Or alternatively, they would want to shoot me down so I can't do something. So I guess if I had the manipulation of making people think whatever I want, they wouldn't even know that I was manipulating their minds. It would just happen. So I guess in a normal way, I wouldn't have to pay for anything again. Yay! And that way I can donate my money to charity or just make other people donate their money to charity. Oh, that's even better. Yay.
Again, if I had either the power of telekinetics or even magnetic manipulation, I'd use that. And hell, I work in lifts. How many mechanical things could you think of?
It's so humble of you, Cookie, to continue working while you still have your superpowers.
I know. Somebody's got to do it. That's the problem. Somebody's got to open the doors for people that get stupidly stuck in lifts.
Why? Haven't you watched Speed? Just let them fall.
Yeah. Jumping at the end of a lift fall doesn't save you.
No, I know.
Mythbusters proved that one.
Yeah. Oh, definitely if I had Jedi powers, that'd solve a lot of headaches, I must say. If you just tell people, this lift is fine, it is no need of repair, then, yeah, I could definitely say there'd be a lot of clients that wouldn't be calling you back every 5 minutes saying, there's something wrong with it.
It's the eco-friendly one. Take the stairs, you fat bitch. What good would you be doing?
Probably the ability to absorb knowledge by touch or something like that. Like, I could just go, hi, Professor Layton, I'm Jack. Whoa! I'm going to get working on that essay now.
Having said that...
Wait, I haven't published any of these ideas yet. How did you know you've been...
Acquiring knowledge, like everything, is a double-edged sword. Sometimes you find out too much that you really want to know.
He'll just be touching people that he wants to know stuff.
Yeah, but if I touched you and learned everything about you, I'm sure there'd be some sort of shame and secrets in your mind that I would not want to know about you.
True.
Use the power for blackmail.
Not me, though. Don't touch me.
And then he can go, you will not use...
Don't touch me.
Then Ryan could go, you will not use your powers for blackmail.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's funny. Have you thought about quickly, just, you know, in an unselfish way, what superpower you'd have?
Unselfishly?
Or would you use your selfish power unselfishly?
I probably would.
Okay.
Again, I deal with a lot of people on a personal and emotional level, as you have as well, and do. Empathy, I do believe, is one of those things that works on all levels. Comforting somebody in knowing that, you know, just after a breakup, you know, that everything will be fine. It's that, you know, shock of loss and all that sort of stuff, and telling people it's okay, it'll be fine. Because sometimes, even though you do tell people that, and it they may feel it, you may not feel that it has been felt, and that sort of thing. So, yeah, just probably that, or removing certain diseases of the time. So, say, removing all the cancer in the world, or pollution, or something like that. Something that takes away a major element of death and... Oh, on the global thing, pollution.
You're upsetting
sort of stuff.
The balance of life and death.
It's already been upset. Sorry, dude. The human.
I blame iPhones personally.
Human populations over around the world. It'll die eventually. It's fate.
Okay, that's a pretty grim way to end the subject, but I'm getting a bit bored of it now.
Well, so. I just quickly wanted to ask one very, very quick question.
Yes.
What superpowers have we already got?
What superpowers have we already got?
My superpower is I'm an awesome listener. Do you know how rare that is?
You're an awesome kisser, apparently, as well.
I am a really good kisser, I must admit. But don't take my word for it.
Come and snog him. Anytime. Just... Find it with the Laird Master.
Just send an email to podcast@cubbyhouse.net.au. We'll set you up and...
We'll give you a number.
But that's at Ryan's own discretion, I believe.
Yes.
But don't worry, a couple of poppers and he should be buzzed and going.
Yeah, just shout me a bevy and we'll be fine. What about you, Jack? What superpowers have you got?
I don't think I've got any superpowers.
Oh, please.
I think I'm a bit of a plain Jane. Really.
Oh, no, you're not.
What superpowers do you think I've got?
You're such an innocent sometimes. You see the world through rose-coloured glasses, and it's sometimes nice to have that unpessimistic view. You know, it's nice to have that eternal optimism.
Well, I've got the power of naivety.
Well, that...
It is.
It's.
I'm not saying ignorance is bliss, but in a way, yes.
Yeah. You do tend to take a lot of things... light-hearted where others don't, and you perhaps scrutinize things sometimes for the simple fact that it doesn't seem right. So yeah, naivety and I suppose an insight into some things that other people can't.
It's nice to know someone that's not a suki lala, put it that way.
Yes.
Yay.
And you love
Team Jack.
You love everybody equally.
You do.
I don't love everybody equally.
Oh, you well, don't.
Okay.
You haven't showed.
I'm not Jesus, you know.
Thank Christ.
I mean,
you're just 2009.
I mean, as much as I admire Jesus for his ability to feed a crowd. I mean, he's like a catering, the original caterer. But yeah, that just cut.
Yeah. What about you, Cookie? What superpowers have you got?
I'd say I'm a good listener too. Probably not as good as you, though. Probably the fact that I can.
Absolve dildos in a single bounce. Sorry.
Yeah, how about sustain reputations beyond and far beyond my capacity?
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Does that involve not Wellington? The other one, World of Warcraft? War of Worldcraft. What's it called?
ShamWow
of Worldcraft.
That's yet to be seen. Probably the fact that I can understand things on a technical level to most degrees, or I can relate to something very quickly. So it's like, yeah, I understand. I've kind of done something similar before. Let's do it. And I'll never say no to anything unless it's going to hurt my health. I'm fairly open-minded in that sort of aspect.
So you're mechanically minded and you're a slut. That's your superpowers. What? Not a slut, a whore.
Well, all right. Well, what do you think then?
He can build.
No, it's because I'm bagging you out because you've joined WoW people. Why don't you just become an iPhone? I buy an iPhone as well.
But it means that he can make him. It means he can make a robotic fucking machine. Those magnificent men and their fucking machines. I've seen you eye off those books with those contraptions.
Bruno has one in his new movie.
You saw Bruno?
I did.
Let's not talk about him.
That's 2 hours of my life I will never get back.
I know, sad thing.
Oh my God. I really wanted to see Drag Me to Hell, but instead we saw Bruno and
you got dragged to hell.
Yeah, I did, exactly.
Yes, yes.
Instead of seeing it, I experienced it.
Mm. Well, how about experiencing the new improving
the new sling?
Oh hell yes! When's this coming out?
Well, it's in the conceptual phase at the moment.
Mm-hmm. We're blueprinting and stuff.
Now, I stole the idea off a man that I will refer to henceforth as Young Knight.
Young Knight.
Now he was talking about how kink had become a bit more acceptable, a bit more mainstream. About how things were considered taboo as much as 20 or even 10 years ago are increasingly becoming incorporated into everyday life. A good example of this is how you've got stripper classes or pole dancing classes for suburban middle-class housewives. And I think, what Young Knight was actually talking about was how if a person with the right creative mind could take the sling that we're probably all familiar with, just work it around the design a little bit, make it a little bit less intimidating, make it something that's durable, but kind.
So, to the environment.
And you can sell it to women and men, I suppose, all over the world. And they'll just eat it up like candy.
Isn't that a bit sexist?
Hmm?
Isn't that viewpoint a bit sexist?
Well, if you had to generalize, you know, I do believe it is a bit sexist, but which gender would be more likely to purchase something on a commercial?
It depends.
Those commercials are generally are aimed at women.
It depends on how you market it, really, because you wouldn't call it a sling. That's a very, very harsh name. So I'll call it a love swing for what it's worth. And we'll make it pink and we'll put a Playboy bunny on a logo and there we go.
It can be like, you know, advertising for razors. When you have the men ads, you know, it's all about fast cars and this woman always, you know, caresses his face after he shaves.
And 12 and then, extra blades.
Yes, that's right. The first one, you know, lulls the hair into
a full sense of security. Yeah,
the second and third create a diversion. Yeah, no, and then like the female ads, it's all about flowers and waterfalls and how shaving your legs is so much fun and it's so feminine. So we can always do that with the sling.
So what I'm really talking about is taking the love swing out of the playrooms and out of the dungeons and bringing it into the everyday lounge room or the everyday bedroom.
Well, I'm sure if they started selling at IKEA, for example, everybody would be immediately onto that. Or if they had a makeover show where they introduce, you know, oh, and this is your sling, you know, it's great for this, it's great for that, the kids can do their homework on it, you know, it's really great. And everybody will want one.
So take note, especially take note, Carlson Kresley. It's going to be the next big thing, even though that he was the fashion guy. You can wear your love swing when you're not using it. It's a very, very nice.
That's right.
But what would, I'll call it a heterosectionized, or what would a heterosectionized sling be like? I mean, we were discussing this before the program. Maybe you could have it made out of ShamWow or something like that.
Well,
just to clean up the mess.
What the hell is ShamWow?
Don't you know what a ShamWow is?
No.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Wow, I don't even watch ShamWow. I don't even watch television and I know what a ShamWow is.
What the hell is it?
It's a chamois, but it's extra, extra absorbent.
Thank you.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yes.
Thank you.
There's this big thing where the guy who's presenting it, he's got a piece of carpet and he pours all this Coca-Cola on it. And then
Hart, eat your heart out.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Oh, Mr. Hart, what a mess, nearly Pinito. Yeah, he absorbs up all this stuff with the ShamWow, and it's pretty lame.
You can use it on your boat or your dog, or you can clean yourself up with
it.
Yeah,
and you can dry your jumpers.
It can suck up fluids through carpet.
I mean, apparently so. I don't think that's real, though.
But what else would the love swing have? I'd imagine that you'd probably have it MP3 compatible, that you could have like your speakers up near this up near the shoulders,
and
you can have your
docking station.
You can have your Akadaka playing in the background, or even Enya if you wanted a bit more of a slower, more seductive pace to things.
Well, it could also double as as one of those massage chairs. You know, you're sitting there watching Desperate Housewives or whatever breeders watch, Grey's Anatomy or some lame other subject for show. I don't know. But yes, they can just sit there and watch their stories. Mama's watching her stories. Sorry to quote The Simpsons, I had to. And yeah, and get their little lovely little massages. And don't you bring that frickin' dice at me.
Yeah.
You had to. So do I.
Why?
Number three. What was number three?
Favorite.
What?
Please read number three.
Confiscation of all upper body clothing. No,
yep. I didn't endorse that flag. I think you've got to at least have it's a 2-1 thing going on.
He said he had to. You did it last week.
I'll take this shirt off.
That's just the top shirt.
I know. There's a shirt underneath.
It says all.
That's wonderful.
It's warm. You can take them all off.
I don't want to. That's can't make me.
You're disrespecting his boundaries.
He's disrespecting the rules of the podcast.
That I didn't agree to those. I didn't hear
them. Yes, you did.
No, I did not. When they don't apply to me, I agree with them. But when they do, no, I don't like them.
You like when other people take up their upper body clothing.
No, I don't agree with it.
Shall we make it all lower body clothing then?
No. I'll take a boot off.
I think we've proved our point nonetheless. So,
if we had a video cam and we can show our viewers, maybe, our listeners, I should say, maybe. Moving right along.
Moving
what
right
should
along.
We have in a sling?
What about, well, perhaps more for gay guys than breeders, but... A lube dispenser.
That would be handy.
Don't most slings kind of come with their own Crisco pouch or something?
They do. A lot of them do, yes.
I was thinking more the drip feed sort of run a pipe along and just... press a button and...
Your own little lube waterfall.
Yes.
That won't be necessary. What you think you need is your, like, your TV guide and remote control thing on the side, so you can just change the channel halfway through or...
What about your liquid chocolate dispenser?
Liquid chocolate dispenser?
Yes.
Oh, I was thinking, I was going to go with you, maybe, like, have not just your remote controls, but also your gaming console remote controls as well.
This is more turning from a love swing into a frickin' couch for all occasions.
Breeders are boring. That's what they do. They shed their crotchlings or whatever they do, and then they just blah. That's all they do. I've never met an interesting breeder that wasn't gay. Sorry, Mum and Dad, but it's true.
Just trying to wonder how to phrase the disclaimer for what you just said.
Don't.
My opinion is not of those of anybody else, other members of the Cubby House, or of Joy FM, or Vic Bez, or anybody other associated with us. There we go.
So for a person with enough initiative, if a person were to take this idea and make the love swing mainstream, you could be in for making millions of dollars. You could set up your own sexual empire.
This idea is copyrighted by Joy 94.9 and the podcast.
No, it's not. It's mine!
You work for both of them.
But we gave you all these ideas as well. Without me, you wouldn't even have an iPod docking station.
No, I said it would have to be MP3 compatible.
But would you have come up with the idea if I hadn't have said iPod docking station earlier?
I'll give you that one.
Waha.
Would you have come up with the idea of a sling had I not built my own?
I think I see slings around the place. You don't, like...
You don't own the slings, man.
You don't own the slings. I know you take pride in it, but you didn't invent the damn thing.
I built it with my own, too.
Yes, we all know that story.
That boring chestnut. I don't know. Maybe it can come with a piece of board that, you know, they can put on the top of it, and there's various wrapping paper in it. They can wrap their presents, or they can put material over the top and iron their clothes on it or something. And it simply folds away for easy convenience or something.
Maybe you could mix your love swing with a Snuggie. It's like, it's a sling with sleeves.
I have very bondage of you.
Oh, God. Oh, Snuggies are scary. I'm sorry. You see those people in the baseball game and they're cheering their kids on?
Yay.
They're a cult. You know, they're just missing those creepy kids from the Cadbury's commercial. And seriously, it's a freaking cult.
Believe it or not, if you got a white Snuggie and put a hat on, what would you be? Come on.
A douchebag.
Yeah, thank you.
KKK.
Yeah, I know, but...
Yeah, it's just... How culty can you get?
Or yellow, you could be like a Simpsons character.
maybe like the Snuggie could be like the new hanky code where
if it's in your right pocket, I buy lame crap off, you know, off TV. If it's in your left pocket, I stole it from someone.
We shouldn't be talking about that. They don't deserve space on the Cubby House podcast. Not that freaking Snuggie and not the ShamWow. The only reason why they are popular as they are, just for the stupid reason that they're so crap, that...
But they have awesome marketing, and that's what we're trying to do for the love swing.
Same with Bruno. Look, admit it. The movie was crap, but his marketing style... is amazing.
Well, I don't watch television, so I didn't really see any of that.
All right, well, put it this way. The Sacha Baron Cohen in all the characters he's played,
mm-hmm.
Ali G, Borat, and now Bruno,
mm-hmm.
The one I know I've watched is he went on Rove one day. It was all in character. He hit on Rove like no other. He hit on everybody he could, like no other. He was in character everywhere he goes.
Mm-hmm.
I think he went to Spain and did a stunt there with the Bulls as Bruno.
Right.
So it's part of the marketing for the movie. The movie may not be that cracked up, but the way he then goes and sells it, I think, is just amazing. He's in character everywhere.
I agree, but you can put icing on a dog turd. It's still a dog turd, no matter how you market it.
But only because you know it's a dog turd.
Not really.
How much farther are we going to deviate from the subject?
We're not deviating. It's all about the marketing.
Oh, of course. So, would you sell your love sling or your love swing on an infomercial style thing? Or would you make it like a...
You get a complimentary set of condoms.
But maybe like a Tupperware style party.
Oh, yes. Buy 10 and make sure you organise for another 2 parties and we'll give you a free swing.
I think every little bit helps, really. Maybe you could have a telethon saying, you know, we're giving away all this money to kids with cancer. And, you know, and they're like, oh, what a wonderful thing. So we'll buy lots of them and they can donate money to these people.
But what I want to know is that I'm sure that there are a lot of people in the gay community as well as especially in the kink community that think to themselves, hey, we own this stuff. This is what makes us unique. This is what makes us special. If they have it, then it doesn't mean anything besides the fact that it's damn good to have a root in. That you're going to have a lot of upset people about that.
Yeah, well, just follow the trends of everything else, I suppose.
We're the trendsetters. We're the ones that came up with the whole metrosexual thing and straight guys copied onto that. We created fondues. We created everything that was fashionable. Round collars and things like that. The breeders follow us. So if we say, yes, let's do this, then yes, absolutely. They'll be like, oh, well, if the gays are doing it, it must be hip.
Why do you think the iPhone has taken off so much?
I have seriously no idea. They're crap. Don't ask. Don't get me on the subject.
Again.
We've covered this territory.
I got sent an interesting little comic strip, by the way, quickly. It was Dumbledore going, you know, to the kids, where are your wands? And they were like, yeah, we've upgraded to iPhones now. I kind of thought it was
funny. I was kind of wondering where the punchline was going to be. Apparently, that was the punchline.
That was the punchline, yeah. Sorry. More punch than line, but yeah. I love Donnie Darko.
Was it devotion or devotion wasn't the word. Your dedication?
Maybe it was dedication.
Sometimes I doubt your dedication to sparkle motion.
I can't remember. It's funny, because the other day, all throughout the week, all I'd been hearing is that Gary Jules song.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out faces, worn out places.
Warning, this is a reenactment of a show on The Fox. I was raped. Is that the only sexual experience I've had?
Speaking of rangers, and we were talking about famous rangers before, there was a gentleman who most Australians would be familiar with, and most of us have a usually hate relationship with him, and that is Monsieur Kyle Sanderlands.
I think if he doesn't open his mouth, he's actually a bit cute.
He is quite attractive. If he wore glasses and didn't say a word, yes, I think I'd probably go there too.
No implication awkward. There. However, there was a lot of upheaval this week of recording where there was an interview carried out the week prior. And it was a segment they did on the Kyle and Jackie O show. It was basically put somebody on a lie detector. Now, the particular situation, there was a teenage girl put on the lie detector by her mother, who was, for all intended purposes, needing to know things that she just wasn't felt she was being told truthfully. And there was a situation where she came out and said, I've been raped. Now, the situation then unfolded that both Kyle and Jackie O, who were the show's hosts, were very quiet for a good half a minute before Kyle later
put his foot in it again.
Well, he later explained it and said the shock kicked in and then the radio train kicked in terms of keeping the show moving. It's live to where it's got to keep going. And the first thing that came out of his mouth was, is that the only sexual experience you've had? Now, the upheaval out of that, a lot of people are pointing fingers, some at Kyle and Jackie O, some at the mother, some at the girl. Basically, it's all staging the fact that it was a setup. Now, the outcome has been Kyle and Jackie O's show has been suspended indefinitely. Kyle, who was also on Australian Idol as one of the judges, mm-hmm. has been removed. And his career is in utter turmoil because of that comment. Now, regardless of what we feel about that particular situation, how do you think you would be in Kyle's position if you were the ones that were on that show and you had to keep the ball rolling?
Well, it is my own personal opinion that I don't enjoy anything that Kyle Sandilands really does. And for a while, I've kind of wished that he would be taken off the air. Not necessarily because of this stunt, but simply because I would just hope the management would prove that he's unprofitable and people don't like him. But apparently, people do like him. People do listen to it because obviously it is profitable enough for the management to go, hey,
well,
it's hit the fan, but all publicity is good publicity. I mean, even John Laws was able to recover from that cash for comment stuff.
Yeah, and like it's a style of presentation. It's shock jock. You know, Darren Hinch, Steve Zemanek, they're all that style of shocking in some of the most outrageous ways. But do you think that you would have done any better in his position?
Well, the entire segment was ill-conceived to begin with.
I don't think it was I don't think it was ill-conceived. I think that it was probably just bad timing. Like, no offense to the young girl who, you know, who had been victimized, but they could have gotten somebody else who possibly wasn't raped. I know that's a really stupid thing to say, but I mean, because I mean, it started off innocently enough. She was asking questions about, you know, have you ever wagged school and things like that. And that was pretty much, you know, that was fine. And then bang, it just went into that. So I think it was a fine idea to have people on there and do a lie detector test. They've done it millions of times on Jerry Springer and things like that. So I don't understand why it wouldn't sort of make any difference. I'm sorry to just butt in with my opinion, Jack. Please continue.
No, your opinion is valid and important to me. Please write it down and put it into the little suggestion box.
Cookie, bend over.
That's a suggestion.
No, into your box.
Now put your hand up there and go fish it out.
It's not a lucky dip, okay?
You're not a well boy. But then again, you could say that a lot of the stuff that we talk about here necessarily isn't in the best of taste.
Mm.
No.
And, like, I'd like to stress that I've been on radio for 5 years, and I think, given the style of the show, I don't know if I could have done any better. I know I would have done a lot worse. But my reaction would have been such as you do, Ryan, something very profound is said, and it's like, okay, let's change topic right now. So, you know, go to a music break or something. And that probably would have done a lot more damage, I suppose, in terms of what they were trying to get through in terms of that particular segment. So I don't necessarily blame Kyle for that particular incident, because I know in his position I wouldn't have done any better. But I think it's just, for him, I think it's probably the straw that broke the camel's back. In terms of that style of presentation, because there's been a lot of things, particularly in the media lately, like you've had the Chasers War and everything. They're constantly in the media for going too far and doing some of the most ideologically stupid things. There's also other shows, or Tom Kenny from Dancing with the Stars Australia has also been pulled off as well for the very negative kind of critique he gives on the show. And it's shown in the polls or in the TV ratings that Australians particularly are heading towards more family-oriented and positive shows such as Talking About Your Generation and MasterChef, which is more about encouragement and having a laugh with somebody rather than at somebody.
Mm. If I'm a reality TV show whore, okay, I watch a lot of reality TV, and if reality TV has told me anything, it is that producers love a douchebag. You know, so Kyle Sanderlands is practically a producer's wet dream. He insults people, and which means more people will listen in. It's more bad press that's publicised, which means people will be like, oh, wow, that's really shocking. I'm going to listen to it, which means more money for the producer. It's Kyle Sanderlands is a two-day FM cash cow, basically.
What if Perez Hilton and Kyle Sanderlands would have a baby?
I would get the coat hanger. I would rip that fetus out before it could do anything. Oh, that's disgusting. Jack, I'm going to punch you for suggesting that. That was really bad.
Not a fan of Perez Hilton?
No, but I did hear a story about some guy got really annoyed with him and punched him out, and I laughed my ass off when I heard that. So, sucks to be you, Perez. Douchebag. Anyway.
In your opinion, a douchebag. That's not slander if you say, in my opinion. That's the difference.
No. They are. The Cubby Host doesn't condone that fuckface is a fuckface, really. Edit out, whatever. I don't care. In my situation, I kind of agree with you, Cookie. I mean, if I was put in that, I'm a sucker for a sob story, so I immediately would have gone all motherly. I would have just... You know, I would have gone, oh my God, are you okay? Look, we'll go to a commercial break and we'll do stuff. And then as soon as, you know, the music starts rolling, you know, be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. We had no idea. Is there anything we can do? And, you know, I just think his knee-jerk reaction. I mean, the situation that it was put in, it was all fine and dandy until that came up. And then his knee-jerk reaction of, is that your first sexual experience? It just made me want to punch him even more. I think that... I understand that his mentality of the show must go on probably kicked in, but I still do believe that, you know, in that 30 seconds that, you know, of silence, I'd love to know what went on in his head then for him to come out with that comment.
Don't worry, I'm sure you'll be able to read it in his autobiography in a couple of years' time.
I'm sure just what went on his head was do 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 do.
But I'm kind of curious about the way this debate actually has been framed. Well, I mean, it's very much about decency and about what should be on the radio and what shouldn't. I think that probably a better discussion probably would be around the sexual abuse of youth and bring that up as a serious topic.
Oh, well, I think it definitely has sparked that investigation on as a back burner topic, for sure.
I mean, there have been quite a few campaigns around the place that are actually on the television and on the radio. It's a big campaign about raising awareness and removing the silence from the victims of sexual abuse, as well as from the parents and the relatives and the friends of those that know but have previously done nothing about it. That, if anything, it's unfortunate for that particular girl, but it might actually have fairly positive ramifications in other people's lives. That there might be other people out there listening going, God damn, that happened to me too. I feel as though I can talk about it now. I mean, it's probably not such a knee-jerk reaction, but just having it out there like that probably isn't entirely a bad thing, even though the coverage of it necessarily wasn't the most professional.
Well, we can always do that as a topic later on.
Oh, I feel as though the tone is going to drop like a stone as we get all solemn and quiet, as we get all emotional on each other. And...
Well, it's hard to talk about, you know, rape as, you know, as an amusing comment. And, did you see the funny rape video on YouTube? Mm. It was hilarious. So, I don't know, whatever.
We would just like to stress that sexual abuse is not particularly uncommon.
And it's definitely not cool. And if you have been a victim, you should speak up. You know, it's not that hard to seek counselling. It's not that hard to talk to friends about that sort of thing. And the tone goes down.
Just kind of wondering what that lifeline number is.
I don't know. We can post it on the website. I mean, I was sexually abused when I was a child, and I turned out okay. So I didn't need to be abused by Kyle Sanderlands to make me feel better about myself. But the thing that gets me is that Jackie Owo's pretty much gotten away scot-free from all this.
True, but she's not the one that made the comment.
But it's she was part of the show.
Yeah, true, but... Yeah, well, she has copped it in terms of she's no longer doing the show as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, because she wasn't the one that made the comment,
where did the producers fit into this? I mean, the presenters are really only the public face of the team. Mm-hmm. That behind your Jackie and Kylo or whatever it is, there is a whole team of people that produce research that is through the research that they determine what is actually put on the program. Well, we've got our number on the screen.
Lifeline's number is 131114. It's for an Australian number. 131114.
Whatever country you're in, I'm pretty positive that there is an equivalent. If you're looking for a more personalised service, there is always the gay and lesbian switchboard. Mm-hmm. We don't have the number here, but if you just look it up on Google.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're going to look up the number?
You can always go to the Beyond Blue website, which deals mainly with depression and things like that, which is, of course, I think it's beyondblue.gov.au, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
If not, just Google it.
Which has been facing a rather bit of contention in itself recently, but that's another story.
Why? What's happened?
Beyond Blue, Jeff Kennett's initiative was criticised for not having any gay and lesbian content on the Beyond Blue website, even though that...
We get depressed too.
We get depressed too, and the... experiences of...
There we go, beyondblue.org.au.
This is going to require quite a bit of editing.
Okay, lesbian, transgender and intersex is now listed under beyondblue.org.au.
Their info line is 1300 224636.
Thanks for letting us having us in your head for another hour or so. If you'd like to find out more information, please check out our website www.thecubbyhouse.net.au, as well as checking out some of the other fabulous shows on Joy's Entourage. Check them out at joy.org.au. Thank you very much, and catch you hopefully next week. Cubby House was made in conjunction with Joy 94.9. For more podcasts, check out joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.